Hello, welcome to the Daily Dose of D, 7-day introduction course to help you learn how to use this app to the best way and the way that works best for you. You will discover why I use the term relaxation versus meditation. You will also learn from the beginning if you've never meditated before or don't spend time learning how to relax. You will learn how to gain these skills so that as you progress into some of the other meditations on this app and in this program, you'll feel comfortable knowing that you're doing everything right and that you cannot do this wrong. My name is Dee Faugus, and I'm looking forward to being your guide as you continue your journey to better healing, mind, body, spirit, and emotions. If we think about how we are existing from day to day in our bodies, most of the time, we aren't totally in our bodies. Do you feel numbed out, or stuck, or not present, overwhelmed, or find yourself ruminating in the same thoughts over and over and over? Is it hard for you to relax? Do you feel uncomfortable if you have to sit still for a little bit or relax? Are you having trouble sleeping? Oftentimes, we can relate this to feelings that have come up from our past that we don't necessarily want to feel. If we don't want to feel these feelings, we tend to keep ourselves busy or distracted. We're full of anxiety, sometimes depression, or other emotions. The thought of sitting still, let alone sitting still and supposedly keeping your mind quiet and not having a thought, feels overwhelming and unattainable. That's why I like the term relaxation. This is supposed to be fun. I want to teach you how to learn how to quiet yourself down in a way that feels good for you. I also want you to be able to learn how to heal yourself, mind, body, spirit, and emotion through anything that may show up in your daily life. So let's take a few moments on day one and just sit down wherever you are, or you could be walking, whatever it is that you're doing right now other than driving in a vehicle. And I want you to notice, just for a few minutes, do you feel present in your body? If you close your eyes, notice what you're feeling. Can you feel how your body is feeling? Is it hurting at all? Sometimes if we have a lot of chronic illness, we'll kind of leave our body so that we don't have to feel. Are you feeling what you're feeling emotionally? Oftentimes, if we have past feelings of grief, anger, sadness, abandonment, fear, we will tend to kind of shoot out of our body so we don't have to feel these emotions. Also, think about where you land spiritually. Do you believe that there's a higher power? What are your beliefs? If so, are you connected to something that's greater than yourself, or do you feel like you're just living this one time around, and when it's over, and you don't realize or plug into the fact that there could be a lot more out there that we don't see? Is it possible that all we see is the tip of the iceberg, and that there's so much more? So just for a few minutes on day one, let's just play with the idea of calming down and feeling into our bodies for just a few minutes. Find a comfortable place, whether you're sitting, standing, laying down, and just for a few moments to think about spending this time only for you. Take a few deep breaths at your pace. All you're focusing on now is breathing, nothing else. Don't worry about if you have thoughts coming in. Don't worry if you think this is silly or stupid or you're going to do it wrong. Just focus on taking a few deep breaths and releasing. Find your rhythm of breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Notice if you can let your body settle down and relax just a little bit more as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. If you have thoughts or feelings that are running through your brain right now, that's okay. Just notice them. They're not doing anything wrong, and you're not doing anything wrong. Your brain is a processor. It is meant to process information. That is its job. We'll learn how to work with our brain so that it's not always running the show, but there's no way we can possibly completely shut it down unless we are some kind of a monk or someone who does this 24/7. Otherwise, we'll learn tips and tools to gently quiet the thoughts down. And if you find yourself going to certain thoughts, we'll learn how to just work with them, bring ourselves back to the present, and move on. But take a moment now as you're continuing with your breath and notice how you're feeling. Can you feel your emotions at all? If not, that's okay. And if so, what are you feeling? You don't have to go too deep into this, but just notice. If you can't feel your feelings, if you feel numb, stuck, or bored, there's a good possibility that you're not, as I say, in your body. Can you feel your physical body? What are you noticing? Are you tense, tight? Can you feel aches and pains that you normally wouldn't feel? If you're noticing more tension or physical pain than you normally would feel as you go throughout your day, that means you're not in your body. A lot of us will leave our bodies because it hurts or it feels tense. For just a moment, notice what it feels like to actually feel yourself, your soul, in your body. Now, take a moment and notice if you're feeling any emotions. Grief, sadness, joy, overwhelm, anxiety, feeling that this is stupid. I need to stop this quickly so I can get on with my day. I don't have time. All of those things, and notice how you're feeling. And again, do you notice these feelings most of the time? Are you aware of them as you go through your day? Or are you numbing out and just leaving your body so that you can function to get through the day? Notice how that feels, and for just a minute, allow yourself to notice how you're actually feeling. Pretend that you're kind of dropping into your body, like your body is a vessel or a box, and you're allowing yourself to settle into it and feel what you may be feeling. You don't need to stay here long. I just want you to start to understand what it feels like to actually be in your body. And lastly, what are your beliefs about your spiritual self, your spirituality, your connection with the all? This is not necessarily about religion. This is about your connection with yourself, your soul, your God/creator/universe, your connection with higher powers, with miracles. Where do you land in this? Do you believe that there are other things greater than us? Do you believe that we have the ability to heal? Do you believe that we have guides that are always with us, here to actually help us? Is it possible that we aren't here to suffer and that we create our destiny? Is it possible that if we learn how to quiet a little bit more, we can connect with our guides, gods, spirits, planet, whoever that is for you, to help guide you on your journey so you don't feel so alone? I'm going to ask that you just take a minute and contemplate that possibility of some kind of entity or higher power or guide that may be with you, or that your soul and who you are is so much more than just your physical body. And as you think about the greatness and the grandness and the potential of who you actually are, mind, body, spirit, and emotion, allow yourself to take a few deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And for just a minute, feel into the possibility of your greatness and how grand and divine your potential can be. And allow yourself to just gently be in your body, thinking about what was just discussed about mind, body, spirit, and emotion. For 2 minutes, see if it's possible to feel your eternal soul landed safely in your body. Your body is your vessel, it is your temple. Do not judge any thoughts or feelings. Just notice how it feels to just simply actually be. Let the music move you. Let it land you more into your body. Allow yourself for just a moment to imagine the possibilities that may be coming for you if you simply learn how to allow and surrender. And very gently now, I want you to come back to your body. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Notice how you're feeling. Is anything different? It may be, it may not be. That's okay. Your homework for today is going to be to notice how you're feeling a few times throughout your day. If you're sitting in your vehicle, are you present when you're driving, or are you thinking about 100 other things? When you go to bed at night, are you ready for a peaceful night's rest, or are you ruminating about all the things that went on throughout the day or all the things that are coming up tomorrow? When you're sitting on your cell phone scrolling through social media, are you present, or would it be possible to take a few minutes and spend that time doing something that is way more fulfilling for you? No judgment. I just want you to start to notice how often you're leaving your body. Thank you for listening to day one. Have a blessed, blessed day or evening. I look forward to talking with you on day two.